This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein visited Beirut on Tuesday following an escalation in cross-border fire between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. But Hezbollah says it will not halt its attacks on Israel unless there is a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hochstein on Tuesday urged the Palestinian militant group Hamas to accept a U.S.-backed proposal for a truce.
A ceasefire in Gaza and or an alternative diplomatic solution could also bring the conflict across the blue line to an end, creating conditions for displaced Lebanese civilians to go home in the south and for Israeli civilians to go home in their north.
But a ceasefire in Gaza appears remote. The Israeli military on Tuesday released video showing what it says were its forces in Rafah, where it claimed it is trying to root out remaining Hamas brigades and recover hostages.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Yemen's Houthi militants are believed to have sunk a second ship in the Red Sea, the United Kingdom maritime trade operation said on Tuesday. The Houthis and other sources previously identified the imperiled ship as Greek-owned. It was struck by missiles and an explosive-laden remote-controlled boat on June 12th and had been taking on water. One crew member believed to be in the engine room at the time of the attacks remains missing. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in North Korea on Wednesday for his first visit in 24 years, vowing to deepen trade and security ties with the reclusive nuclear-armed state and to support it against the United States. Putin greeted by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.